America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Many times in this show, we try to prove to you that social media is just a minefield of all kinds of domestic distress. And here we go again with another example. You know, Facebook can really get in the way, especially if you're trying to run your marriage and run another one on the side as well. And you don't want the two to ever kind of meet. So here we go. Wife discovers husband has a second wife because of a Facebook post. Hello. A cheating husband was busted after his wife found a video of him and his mistress on Facebook. You know, it's one thing to take a video of the second wife. It's another one to throw it up there in a semi-public forum. Britain's Andrew Oakley, 36, married 39-year-old Michelle in 2008. This according to the Daily Mail. He began the affair with Philippa, 30, 3 years later, while he and his wife were trying to conceive a child. Wow. Maybe that's why she couldn't conceive. Oakley told Michelle he'd seen a serious crime and had to be placed in the witness protection program. His ruse enabled him to disappear for long periods of time. Wow, that's a pretty good one. You know what? Good for you, Andrew. You know, when you have a side dish and you need to kind of figure out when am I going to get away to be able to go and visit the side dish, saying you're in the witness protection program and you have to be taken away for your own personal protection, that's a good idea. And it shows that Michelle is as dumb as a stump and quite gullible. Let's see. In 2012, this according to Michelle now, this is the wife, she told the Chichester Crown Court. In 2012, he told me he had a new job and work was involved in fraudulent issues. I was told he would have to be taken to a safe house with his colleagues for his and my own safety. I was told by him not to tell my family or friends. I became paranoid and constantly fearful for my own safety. You know, good for him. He must have been laying in bed at night thinking, how can I make this whole thing work? So he came up with this whole scheme, and she bought it hook, line, and sinker, at least in the beginning. But what Oakley called his safe house was really the nearly $900,000 home he was sharing with Philippa in Chiddingfold, Surrey. It's all in England, folks. He then forged a decree absolute, stating he was divorced, so the court will allow him to get married then again in 2013. What kind of record-keeping do they have over there? If all of a sudden he can just sign this decree, oh, I'm not married, I'm divorced. Doesn't anybody record check? An illegal wedding was held featuring Oakley's mother and brother, who was under the impression the groom was divorced from Michelle. I guess they never spoke to Michelle. Michelle, who still had no idea of her husband's real whereabouts during his absences, got pregnant with the couple's first child and went into labor 18 months after her husband started living at his quote-unquote safe house. Oakley arrived at the hospital 5 hours later. Michelle recalled, he cut the cord and left again. Wow. You know, that is terrible. Your first wife, really your only legal wife, is giving birth to your child. You watch this amazing, blessed event. And if, hey, dads, you know, that is an amazing thing to watch. I've been there. It blows your mind. You cut the cord and you run because you got a date with your other wife that night. Oh, he said the police were waiting outside to take him to safety. Look, honey, I love you so much. And I love our child so much. But if you want me to be around to provide for and see this child, I have to go now, right now. See ya. She claims Oakley asked her to take a paternity test immediately afterward, adding insult to injury. Wow. The extravagant lie was uncovered in 2014 when Michelle saw her husband had been tagged in a video on Facebook. Here we go with the Facebook thing. It was Oakley and Philippa taking the ice bucket challenge in a post captioned Uncle Andrew and Auntie Philippa. So the ice bucket challenge gave this guy up. I told you that thing was dumb back when it was going on. People just started doing it because I want to be on YouTube and Facebook as well. He had been nominated by his young nephew, and the video was originally posted by Oakley's brother. Michelle then delved deeper into her husband's Facebook page to discover photos of the second wedding. Wow. How stupid is this man? How insular must he be? Okay, I have this marriage here and I can compartmentalize it so that this one will never get intermingled, never commingling. But it's social media. Doesn't he realize she's going to see it at some point? She reported the posts to police, and Oakley was arrested in August of last year. Oakley pleaded guilty to one count of bigamy in court this past week. He will spend 8 months in the pokey. Philippa, who reportedly lives just a half hour away from Michelle, has vowed to stay married to Oakley. Well, at least he's got a wife on his side when he gets out. He may not know which one, but at least one of them wants him. Wow, that's gall. How much of a stud must you think you are to think you can pull this off? Now, you're going to marry two women. Now, the idea is you're going to be married to your wife for a long time, for the rest of your life. That's the idea when you at least start things off. It doesn't really happen that often anymore, but still. And you think you're going to be able to carry this off with other family members. You live a half hour away. What if all of a sudden you're walking down the mall with wife number one and, there's wife number two out looking for a new pair of shoes? Wow, some people are just downright dumb. Stay with us. Coming up next, author Mindy Haig. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Central New York State is becoming a land where horse and buggy share the road with the motorcycle. Not all members of this Amish community dig two wheels. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The Amish are ultra-conservative, shunning any tool powered by electricity or internal combustion, pretty much excluding our favorite pastime. When tooling around the roads of Central New York State and you meet Mom and Pop Amish headed to town atop a buggy pulled by a single horse, don't expect a wave or a smile. With a few Amish teenagers, expect broad smiles, even a wave. The biker has to show respect for those who talk the talk, walk the walk. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
Here's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.